USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
During a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
On Friday, President Biden held an event at the White House to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court. The Senate confirming Jackson on Thursday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. The President touts his record of federal judicial nominations.
I'm proud to say, with the great help of Dick Durbin, I've nominated more black women judges of federal appeal courts than all previous presidents combined.
Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Special Counsel John Durham released a text message that former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman sent to the FBI. The attorney didn't disclose in the message that he was reporting information on behalf of the Clinton campaign. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, appearing on Fox News, believes this was a conspiracy.
Was the FBI in on this? Because, again, he didn't go to just anybody at the FBI. He went to the chief counsel, a guy he knew well enough to call him, to text him, had his text number, and called him Jim in the text message.
Durham says Sussman knew this information was faulty when he told the FBI about it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is issuing a repair recall for almost 130,000 wall beds, also known as Murphy beds, sold online. Officials say beds sold online by Best Star at Wayfair.com, Amazon.com, and Costco.com can become detached and have resulted in several injuries and one death. The recall includes several bed designs sold between June 2014 and March 2022. New Jersey is the best place in the nation for folks who are working from home. That's according to a new WalletHub study which compared all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. across 12 key metrics, including internet and electricity costs, cybersecurity, comfort, and space. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.